Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What about Alan?
Yeah, his girlfriend loves horses and gets very into like the Kentucky Derby and stuff. Isn't that interesting to the listeners?
Interesting.
People are like, I get this show for free. I don't have to pay. I don't have to pay for this insider scoop.
Get ready for a heaping helping of sassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall. Two big old boys from Nashville grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff!
Oh, Kendall, are we having fun yet?
We just started. Give us a minute.
So the answer is no.
The answer sadly is no. Cliff, we are always having fun. I don't think we've ever not had fun on this show.
I can't remember an episode.
Try to remember that time in September. Even with
when life was slow and
so mellow.
Kendall, I encourage our listeners to play the Cliff and Kendall drinking game along with the show.
And if you need more information, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Even
with Mr. Snodbottom back at the helms, you know, controlling the
back
knobs.
Back at the helms.
We're still having a good
morning,
time.
This morning when I came to the office, Kendall, the first place I went to look was at the helms. And thank God Mr. Snodbottom was there.
He was like the captain of the Titanic, Cliff, standing there at the helms.
Unfortunately for him, he's got to go down with this ship.
He's got to go down with this ship. I will go down with this ship.
First thing he said was, we have to apologize for last week. All the things we did, Kendall, I can't remember them. I think that's what's best. It's for the best.
Yeah, I apologize. Well, I didn't do much. You should our writers should apologize.
Our writers.
I gave Kendall, them a firm talking to.
Kendall got so mad at our writers. They were pulling pranks. Harmless fraternity pranks.
They made me drink a college milkshake.
A college chill and fill. They said, here's this milkshake. Why don't you drink this, you stupid fat? And Kendall's like, okay, I'll drink that milkshake.
And that person doesn't work here anymore.
Kendall, I fired him myself. I would have done it, you know. I would have if I'd heard them talking to you, feeding you college chilling feels.
Well, and if our listeners don't know what that is, you should be thankful.
You should be thankful. Listen to last week's show.
Or don't.
That's not my idea of fun. What's your idea of fun? Cliff and Kendall, this week we just want to have fun.
Well, you know, here's the funny thing about what's fun to me is that fun to me is doing what? Are you laughing at already? I haven't even said anything yet. Let me get through at least a couple words before you start laughing. What is most fun to me is doing nothing.
Me too.
Or sitting in front of the air conditioner, letting the cold wind blow across my face. Reading a book. Things like that. Things that don't require any thought. That's fun to me. Riding in the car with the windows down, listening to the radio full blast, or a wonderful podcast called Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Exactly.
That's how I like to spend my fun days.
Yeah.
What about you, Cliff? What's your most fun thing to do in the world?
Okay. If they said to us, you get one more fun thing.
Uh-huh.
I would call Mr. Snodbottom in the middle of the night. I'd say, listen here, Snodbottom, you get to that podcasting studio. We've got a show to do. How you like that? What? Now, have you ever set out to have fun, but fun didn't happen? Why don't you tell us time that
only
that
happened for 29 years so far, Cliff. I wake up every morning saying, I'm going to have fun today.
No, you do not, Kendall. Don't try to fool us with your lies. What do you really think when the first thing you wake up? What do you think?
I try to wake up and say, this is going to be a great day. This is going to be a wonderful day. So that's what I wake up thinking. What's the question? Good. What are you asking me?
I'm asking you. You answered it. If that's what you're wake up thinking.
Okay. Okay. Did it have something to do with fun? I didn't work fun into there.
No, Kendall. This was off topic. OT. Sometimes when we do the post show briefing, and Mr. Snodbottom, he'll hands us notes about the show. He'll say, "Oh, you know, OT, off topic, right there."
So fun. Fun. Sorry, I'm distracted a little bit. Let's back it up a little bit.
Kendall, for God's sake, we are doing a show. We are on the air. Focus your attention over here. Quit doing whatever you are doing.
I was doing. I was answering questions you were asking me that were off topic. That's what I was confused by.
I thought you were over there on your phone tweeting about something.
I'm tweeting about how wonderful the show is.
doing a show right now. It's turning out great.
Except I can't remember anything about what's going on. You know, I do love a good night out with friends, Cliff. That's something that is fun for me. What are you laughing at already again? Well, I do. I love to go have a drink with some friends. We're not going to make it to the show. It's not going to happen.
There will now be
a short intermission.
No, I'm laughing last time and this time because you're saying exact same things that I think are fun.
Well, we should just have fun together.
I think laying and doing like nothing, like listening to a great podcast episode or, you know, something like that. Oh, I'm doing a lot of that. While it's going on, but you know, just like eating a lot. Okay.
And Cliff, that is no joke.
Oh, Kendall, if only it were, but it were not. But not a joke.
It's not. All right, Cliff. This armless man in a long.
Oh no.
He was in a long jacket, and he walks into a bathroom and stands by a urinal.
Okay.
Now, Cliff, soon, seeing this man needs help to the toilet, a close-by man says, can I help you with something? And the guy says, well, if you don't mind, could you hold my penis and help point it? And so the man reluctantly, he accepted, but decided not to look at the man's penis. He said, well, and then after a few seconds, Cliff, curiosity got the better of him. He thought, well, if I'm holding it, right? So I should be able to have a look, right?
You're owed a look.
You're owed a look if you're holding a man's penis, Cliff. So he looks down the man's member and sees that it is beyond hideous. There is something extremely wrong with it. And he jumps back and lets go and says, what the hell is wrong with it? And the armless man pulls his arms out of his jacket and says, I don't know, but I ain't touching it, and walks away. Oh. He wasn't armless after all, Cliff.
Oh, listeners, clean up on aisle 5, your blorch from that joke. Melissa, I don't know what to do, Janice said to her friend at work. That good-looking Mike in accounting asked me out for Saturday night. Should I go? Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Her friend exclaimed. He'll whine you, dine you, and then use any ruse to get you up to his apartment. Then he'll rip off your dress and you'll have fantastic sex. What should I do? Wear an old dress. Oh no, Kendall, wear an old dress. When it gets ripped off, it doesn't matter.
If I wasn't so involved in those characters in the story that you were portraying so well, I could have followed that joke.
Kendall, I've been thinking about Melissa and Janice's their
inner struggle.
Intentions. Yeah, their struggle, their, you know, what was it? You were an acting student like me. That's the only way we could do these characters.
I have been on Law and Order now, Cliff. I am a
You were on Law and Order.
Professional actor.
I used to wear the outfit standing outside of Party City and wave Halloween. We're nationally known. What is it when you go into a scene and you always have your, like, it's like your motivation, but it's not that word.
I don't know.
You don't know? Actors, email us.
Email us at cliffandjoe@yahoo.com.
Listen, our theater majors who are listening, Kendall, they're screaming it out right now.
I'm sure they are. The motivation?
Yeah, but it's not that word.
Cliff, this guy is walking along a dirt road when he stumbles upon a redneck lying on the ground with his ear to the dirt.
Oh.
And he says, "Are you all right? What are you doing?" The man asks, but he gets no answer at all. And the redneck doesn't even acknowledge that the guy's there. So after a while of silence, the man asks again, "Can I help you, sir?" And the redneck replies this time, "Ford pickup truck, blue, 18-inch rims, two passengers, female driver." And the guy says, "Wow, you can tell all that by listening to the ground?" And the redneck says, "No, the bitch ran me over 10 minutes ago."
Oh, bitch.
Ouch. Ouch. Ouch.
Kendall, last week, our listeners may remember you got super miffed at some jokes that were written for you by our writers. Kendall was livid. He walked off the set.
I threw a hard drive at the writers.
He threw a hard drive into the writers' writing room. They were in there eating cheese and crackers. And
because that's the way I like them to work, eating cheese and crackers. It promotes good jokes, Cliff. It promotes good jokes.
Around 3 in the afternoon. I've been eating cheese all morning. It's no fun for anybody. But I said, write us another joke, but a nice one.
Write us a joke, the writer's room.
Write us a joke, the writer's room.
Write us a joke, the writer's room.
For Kendall. So this is their makeup joke for you, okay,
good. They damn well better have a good one.
They know that you like the show Lost, so yes, they thought this one was kind of like the show Lost.
Okay, good.
For you. And as an airplane is about to crash, a female passenger jumps up frantically and announces, "If I'm gonna die, I want to die feeling like a woman."
Mm-hmm.
And she removes all her clothing and asks, "Is there someone on this plane who is man enough to make me feel like a woman?"
Cliff, I will take one for the plane.
And a man stands up, removes his shirt, and says, "Here, iron this." Oh.
What an asshole.
No! Kendall, we are feminists, and we do not agree with the stance of that joke.
Cliff, that was about me, because I took my shirt off, and I pointed to my wrinkly belly and said, "Iron this."
Iron this.
Cliff, this guy goes to a supermarket. Speaking of cleanups, he went to a supermarket. Yeah. Goes to aisle 12 to ask for a box of condoms. And the lady says, "What size?" And the guy says, "Well, I don't know." And the lady says, "Well, pull down your pants." The lady, she tugs on his member a few times and says, "You need a box of extra large condoms." Now, this guy behind him asked for a box of condoms after he heard what was going on. And the lady says, "What size?" And the guy says, "I don't know." So she says, "Well, pull down your pants." And he pulls them down. She tugs on his Johnson a couple times.
And on says, Johnson, tugging on the Johnson.
And she says, get a box of medium condoms.
Tug.
So Cliff, finally, tug this teenager in aisle 11 hears all about this and wants some of this action.
Who wouldn't?
He goes to aisle 12 and says, "Can I have a box of condoms?" The lady says, "What size?" And the teenager says, "I don't know," with a grin. And so the lady asks him to pull down his pants. And she tugs on it a couple times. Cliff stands up and says, "Clean up on aisle 12.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, Mr. Snodbottom. That joke was for last week, but I ran out of time.
This is one that they wrote for Mr. Snodbottom, okay?
Okay.
"An elderly gentleman went to see his doctor and asked for a prescription for what else? The funniest drug around.
Viagra.
And the doctor said, that's no problem. Oh, excuse me. The doctor said,
that's no problem.
How many do you want? And the man answered, just a few, maybe four, but cut each one in four pieces. That won't do you any good, the doctor said. And the gentleman said, that's all right. I don't need them for sex anymore. I'm 90 years old. I just want it to stick out far enough so I don't pee on my shoes.
Clip a new use for Viagra.
A New Year's Kindle! The folks in Alabama!
I found a New Year's for sheep!
I found a New Year's for sheep!
Whoa! Wait, was that all the jokes you got?
Whoa! Everybody, Kindle, almost. I have a few questions, sir, for the star of Law & Order.
Okay.
Los Angeles.
The star, let me go get him. Okay,
what
I'm here.
What did the cannibal do just after he dumped his girlfriend?
Wiped
his ass! Oh, Kendall, why do women stop bleeding when entering the menopause?
I don't know.
Oh, because they need all the blood for their varicose veins. Oh. I don't agree with that joke!
Why did you get it from the waiters?
Why they say that eating oysters will improve a man's sex life.
I don't know, Cliff. Why?
Kendall, finally, it's because women know if he'll eat one of those, he'll eat anything.
I love how you just screamed, la, 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 la. Like Jerry Lewis.
For this show, anything that they ask me to do, Kendall, I will do it for this show.
Good. All right. Well, why don't you take a break for this show, Cliff, and we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Breakfast times come again. You have your choice of many food groups. You're still young, it's your life, but please think about your colon. Fiber bars clean you out, they're a good choice for breakfast. Look at me, I'm regular and I'm happy. I was once like you are now, with my bowels at a standstill, not moving, as though they're filled with stone. But fiber bars cleaned me out. They made my life worth living. And they will still be here tomorrow. But sadly, I will not. Fiber One, the bars that may not make you normal, but sure will keep you regular.
And now back to the show.
All right, Cliff, we're back. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
I'll take that as a yes.
Always having fun.
I'll take that as that you're having so much fun, you can't even control yourself. That's what I'll say to that.
Yeah, what's like the most fun thing you can imagine? Just fun.
I think we've already covered that.
Just fun. All out fun. Fun. Who's the most fun person you can think of?
Who's the most fun person I know, or who would I hang out with? This
what celebrity do you think would be the most fun to go have an afternoon with?
I think Zach Galifianakis.
Zac Efron would be fun, wouldn't he? You are so right.
I think we're talking about different kind of fun, Cliff. I think we're talking about different kind of fun. I think it'd be fun just hang out with Zach Galifianakis for a day.
Because you think he would know where the good buffets,
the best foods are. He'd be like, come on over here, I got some good food for you.
You know, it's so sad. If anybody came to me, they would think that the same thing. But I would just say, well, we're just going to go buy some snack cakes at the gas station. They'd say, oh.
Hey, it's not hard to get fat. It's not hard to be fat.
It is not hard to get fat.
And Cliff, that's weird.
Oh, hey, it is weird.
It's time for Kendall's Weird News.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird how long I went saying weird news, Cliff?
Yeah.
All right, Cliff. And listeners, You know, equal justice under the law might just depend simply on whether a judge's stomach is growling when he pronounces sentences. According to a study of 1,000 parole decisions during 50 courtroom days observed by students from Columbia University, students found that day after day, judges were increasingly stingy with parole as a morning or afternoon session. But that dramatic spikes in generosity took effect immediately following lunch or snack breaks. Now, Cliff.
Yeah.
If we were judges, all of our all of our rulings would be wonderful because we'd be eating all the time.
We would take advantage of those huge robes and we would hide food in them. And they'd be asking questions like, "Oh, do you think that you have been rehabilitated?" And I would have eaten a Pop Tart. But they would want us.
There would be a waiting list. There would be a waiting list to get to our courtroom.
There would, because you're sure fire. You're going to get off, especially if you bake us some butternut rye crispy.
Cliff, man's best friend sometimes really isn't man's best friend.
Oh!
As when a playful dog hops onto a gun on the ground, causing it to fire around. John Daniels, 28, found this out the hard way, Cliff, when he took a bullet to his knee from his dog.
Oh, shit.
I guess if he would have taken him for more walks or given him more biscuits, maybe he wouldn't have shot him in the leg.
Yeah.
Cliff, prevailing medical authority 20 years ago warned that few humans could survive blood alcohol readings above 0.40%. But in recent years, drivers have rather easily survived higher numbers. Curiously, a lot of them are from Wisconsin. As one man with a .559, and then another man in 2007, an Oregon driver, was found unconscious but survived with a .72 reading. The plethora of high numbers must indicate that mistaking medical teachings or non-standard machine measurements or an evolutionary hardiness in American drinkers. Cliff, I think that we have evolved over time, that we natural selection has occurred with all of us drinkers.
It definitely has. Survival of the drunkest, Kendall. That I think you're correct. Exactly right.
That's correct. And finally, Cliff, carelessness sometimes begets tragedy.
Oh, no. Kendall, are you reading my hand-embroidered sampler over here on my side of the studio that says carelessness begets tragedy? It is an old saying of my family for years.
Well, it inspired this weird news story, Cliff. Motorists survive terrible accidents, but then while they wait for help, they are hit and killed by emergency vehicles. In December, near Ocala, Florida, a 39-year-old driver survived a rollover but was accidentally run over and killed by a responding sheriff's deputy.
Shit.
And then in Baldwin Park, California, an arriving ambulance fatally struck a 22-year-old accident victim who was, until that moment, not seriously hurt. So, listeners, if you are in an accident, get on the shoulder and stay out of harm's way.
Move to the shoulder.
Move to the shoulder. And that's all for Word News.
Wise words from a trustworthy friend. That's what Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast is all about.
Oh, Cliff, I hope that our listeners, when they are listening to our show, they pull over when they're having a fun moment to listen to our show, and they need to laugh out loud because it's dangerous to laugh and drive at the same time.
It's so dangerous to listen to our show while you drive because you never know when just a fit of uncontrollable laughter, like you'll be laughing until you're crying.
You'll be crying till you laugh.
You'll be like throwing up from Kendall's FU tips. You'll be like startled and scream from unexpected belches.
And bowel movements. Hey, Cliff, that's something everybody should know.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's time for Things You Should Know. The game show that makes you feel dumb. And now, here's your host, who are having lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
Cliff, do you have a question for me that I should know?
Do I have a question that you should know, Kendall?
That's what I said, Cliff. Don't worry about it.
Kendall, did I ask you? Correct me if I'm wrong. This is just a question about life.
Uh-huh, okay.
I don't know. I have no idea if this is a crazy question or not. Did I ask you in some former life or something about, like, what celebrity would be really fun to hang out with?
You asked me that, like, 5 minutes ago on the show.
On this show?
On this show, yes. When we came back from commercial break. Dude, why don't you ask me a question I should know now?
Oh, Mr. Snowbottom is shaking his head.
He's upset, Cliff. Time is running out.
And he's reading the classifieds. What are... Oh, what is the name of a daisy, a mountain in California, and a brand of soda?
A mountain in California. Gorgonia?
Gorgonia is a cheese, Kendall. Shasta. Shasta is a daisy.
Is that a Mount Shasta?
A mountain in California and a brand of delicious, delicious soda.
Well, look at you with all your soda knowledge.
Can't get enough of the stuff. Yeah.
Clip, what Asian city became home to the world's tallest building when the 1,483-foot Petronas Towers were completed in 1998?
Hong Kong.
No, idiot.
No!
Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur. That's where Christian Amanpour must be from. Kendall, I want you to tell me.
Yes.
I want you to name the five boroughs of my hometown, New York City.
Queens.
Queens.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Astoria?
Oh!
That's a city. That's a city. That's a city.
That's a part of Queens.
That's a part of Queens.
Where was
the Upper East Side?
Oh my God, Kendall, you're digging a hole you can't get out of. Kendall, where was Jenny from the Block from?
I don't know.
The Bronx. She's from the Bronx.
Oh, the Bronx. I did pretty good. You have to admit.
You did pretty good. And there's also Staten Island. You have to.
Oh, see, I would have never gotten Staten Island.
Oh,
that doesn't sound like a borough. All right, Cliff. What love interest did Laura Dern meet on the set of Ellen's coming out episode?
His name is Lyle Lovett. Check it and see.
No.
Got a feeling of Billy Bob Thornton and he.
Yeah. Where did Lyle Lovett come from?
That's a song, and you just had to wait until I got to the verse that mentioned who my real answer was, which was Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, okay. I thought you wrote that song on the spot.
Oh, Kendall, the term jumping the shark is derived from what television series?
From the television series Mythbusters.
No!
I don't know.
People, listeners should know that means show has jumped the shark if it's just no longer as good as it used to be. And there's sometimes they like people, pundits on the internet, they like to pick a point in a show and say, oh, that was the moment that it was no longer as good, right? Is that an accurate assessment?
Sure. What TV show?
These happy days are yours and mine. Happy days. Because they say the episode of Happy Days that happened now was one where Fonzie jumped a shark on his motorcycle. There was a pool with a shark in it. And he jumped on his motorcycle. Information.
I feel like I learned something today.
Peabody Committee, we're all.
I can't promise that I'll remember it. But I learned it. All right, Cliff. What tireless entertainer hit the stage in Las Vegas for the 25,000th time in 1996?
Donkashane, my darling Donkashane.
Yes, Cliff. Wayne Newton. Wayne, Big Hair Newton.
Mr. Las Vegas. Exactly.
Himself. We're Mr. Podcasters.
We are.
Mr. Badsos.
Oh, my God. Kendall.
Yes.
Nay, this is for our listeners who like this stuff. Name three of the four books in the Twilight series.
Oh, God. Breaking Dawn.
Breaking Dawn.
Eclipse.
Eclipse.
New Dawn. That one?
No. New Moon.
New Moon.
And Kendall, you don't know the first one?
Twilight.
Twilight. It's Twilight time again.
Isn't that the name of what you just said? The Twilight series?
Yeah. The first one is named Twilight.
God. Is that all the questions
Kendall,
you have?
All writers wrote these. Don't be giving me this shit.
Is that all the questions you have, Cliff?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's all the time we have for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know.
Listeners all over the country are sighing with relief that this show is over.
Oh, they're sad is what they are, Cliff. They're not sighing any relief. They're sad because Cliff... You know, some people may listen to this show while they're waiting at the doctor's office. Some people listen to the show while they're getting their oil changed. And, you know, they probably think, you know, this isn't the best show that I've ever heard in my life. But it's getting me through waiting at the doctor's office. And if I didn't have this show, I wouldn't have anything. So, Cliff, at least we're something.
At least we're something.
That's our new motto. Cliff and Kendall, at least we're something. Cliff, do you have a quote about how much fun you've been having?
I come home in the morning light. My mother says, when you gonna live your life right? Mommy dear, with another fortune it was, Cliff and Kendall wanna have fun. Cliff and Kendall wanna have fun. And all we really want, that was said by Cindy Lauper.
All right, Cliff, it's the game of life. Do I win or do I lose? One day they're going to shut the game down. I got to have as much fun and go around the board as many times as I can before it's my turn to leave. And that was Tupac Shakur.
Tupac! Eloquent as always, Tupac.
Mm-hmm. Do you have another quote?
The phone rings.
No, never mind. So, my other quote, Cliff, is most of the time, I don't have much fun. The rest of the time, I don't have any fun at all. And I know you probably thought that was you, but it was Woody Allen.
Ain't that the fucking truth of it all, though?
Oh, take us home, Cliff.
Take me home. Fun roads, we'll have fun, to Mr. Snobbum takes our podcast away. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week. We hope you have a lot of fun between now and then.
We love you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
The triangles make right and go, but I don't like the jack of